Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
God has set up how we are to return home. For we are strangers and pilgrims here, for this place has never been desired to be our permanent destination, but our permanent destination has been placed in the heavenly realm. And by accepting Jesus Christ and repentance, our faith opened up the door to eternal destiny for all of us. Every believer should know where we are headed. There shouldn't be any doubt. We should know this because Jesus provided the way when he said to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus purchased our life on Calvary. And then he returned home to prepare a place for us in the Father's house. So let's see this historical question in Revelation. The historical text in Revelation 21 states, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more seas. John writes this because he speaks of a new heaven and a new earth, where God is establishing something new. Not a remake, but new. When something is new, it's exciting to have the new car, the new home. It's exciting, but it all gets old. When something is new, it does not wear out. It is not different because God has created something for us that is new, that our mind cannot comprehend, because God is about to do something new, not only in the creative order, but he's doing something new in you. Our history, my brothers and sisters, as we know it at this point, is over. And John began to describe the eternal state in which believers will reside. This event is where John sees a new heaven and a new earth. Believers will live in a new heaven and a new earth because the first heaven and the first earth have passed and will pass away. What does this mean? This means God will uncreate the universe, not just the earth, but the universe as well, because each part of it is affected by sin. And the eternal state must be completely free from sin because God is holy and he does not have fellowship with sin. So everything that has been contaminated because of sin and the fall of man has to be cleansed. The earth, my brothers and sisters, was established for mankind to occupy. And we did a pretty good job until we messed up. And every molecule, every atom, every proton, every neutron in existence today will disintegrate, only to be replaced by a glorious new creation. And in this new creation, the seas will be no more. Today, while 3/4 of the planet Earth on which we live is currently underwater, that entire vast expanse will be made habitable for God's people. So the water that was here will be removed, and all of the places where the water existed will be available for God's people. 8 billion people in the world, all created by God, but not all of those 8 billion people are God's people. 8 billion people today in the world will have an opportunity to receive this new heaven and a new earth, but not all the 8 billion people are God's people. And because not all will inherit that, those of us who have accepted the Lord as our personal Savior, repented of our sin, will receive this new heaven, this new earth, this new creation, the new order that God has declared that we will get. Amen. Now, my brothers and sisters, Jesus the Christ dwelled in a heavenly city with the souls of all believers who have died. How do we know this? Because Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, he said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And where I go, you know, in the way, you know. Thomas said, Lord, I don't know where you're going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. My brothers and sisters, Jesus has gone away to prepare a place for us in the Father's house. Amen. And while he has gone away, one day he will come again. And during the time when he will come again, there's something that is called the millennium. There's something also called the rapture, Bruce, where the world, where the church will be raptured out of the world. Not all will be raptured. Only the believers will be raptured, taken up. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. And we which are alive and remain will be caught up. We will be raptured out of the world. And then there's something in the heavenly realm called the millennium, which these children don't know nothing about it. The millennium generation, I think it's them folks that were born. My grandson, say, Granddad, you're old. I don't know nothing about 1900. I was born in the year 2000. And they laugh at the fact that we are old, but you know something? We got a lot of information to tell a generation that don't know what we know. We got a lot of information to share to a generation who call themselves millennia and don't even know the ramification of the word millennium. And the millennium is a 1,000-year reign where Christ will set up his kingdom and sit on the throne of David. And in that 1,000 years, he will reign, and there will be men, women, and children will see the power of God being manifested. They will see Jesus sitting on the throne of David. The real king, not this pretend to be king. The real king, not one who don't even know scripture. The real king will set up his throne and rule a people, not with an iron fist, but with a love of God the Father Almighty. The real king will bring his people into a covenant with him that will last for an eternity. My brothers and sisters, we are told that during the millennium, God's people will live and work on the earth as we know it now, with their capital in Jerusalem. But after God destroy and make a new heaven and a new earth, God is going to send that heavenly city down from out of heaven to the new earth, prepared like a bride adorned for her husband. That's the story. The city will become the capital of the new creation and be known as the new Jerusalem. And I saw a new heaven, a new earth, and a new Jerusalem, and a new you. Because old things can't inhabit new things. Amen. And there God will dwell in his new creation and live with his people. All sadness, all hurt, all disappointment will no longer be available. Amen. We will live alongside of our Creator. That's enough to shout about. Amen. So let me put this together, because this is the way the Lord revealed some things to me. I want to share some history, because it's continuing to deal with time. And I need you to hang in there with me, because I'm going somewhere with what I'm about to say. From creation, or the beginning, to Abraham was approximately 2,000 years. From Abraham to Christ was 2,000 years. from Christ to this present day is approximately 2,000 years. And I said that to show how we got to this point in history. So we are looking at about 6,000 years total, Brother Shepherd. 2,000, 2,000, 2,000, 2, 4, 6, 6,000 years total. The Bible say that one day to God is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like one day. Thank you. When God created everything, it was all done in 6 days. And man was made on the sixth day. Seventh day of the day of, thank you. The sixth day, man was made on the sixth day. And on the seventh day, he rested. So we see now why this is important. From Abraham to now is day six. Day six is when God has dealt with man on the prophetic time clock. And we are told on the seventh day, God rests. Thank you. Why? Because God established that day as holy and a day of rest. Hang in there with me. The believers have been raptured out of the world and taken to heaven and now returned with the Lord here on earth. In Revelation, the Bible speaks of that millennium. 2 Peter 3:8 declare that a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like one day. We are told how Jesus will return to earth, and he will sit on the throne of David. And as he returns, we will see all the things that are in store. This reign during the millennium will last 1,000 years, or in God's eye, one day. This will be a prophetic fulfillment of time. Now, in the original Hebrew, there are two words for time. There's kairos and chronos. And we're not talking about kairos time. We're talking about chronos time. Chronos time has to do with sectional things, seasonal things. So God is dealing here with chronos time, where we get the word chronological. In Revelation 21:1, John says, "And I, John, saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea." Singular. The old earth has to die or pass away, so the new earth or the new order can be born. Now I understand why Jesus told Nicodemus that you must be born again. The old nature must die so that the new nature can be born. Are you following me? I want to give us a human perspective. And I need to talk to the women. Hang in there, man. I want to talk to the women because women know what I'm about to say. As a matter of fact, there are more women being birthed than they are. I'm going to leave that one alone, too. It may tell you how many folks will be in heaven. Let that go. To the women, when you're about to give birth to a baby, you go through what is called birthing pain. Thank you. And what that means is that something new is about to be born. The closer you get to that being born, the greater the pain. Thank you. Stay with me. Now remember, the church here is in Revelation is no longer on earth, but in heaven. The earth or the world will go through what is called tribulation, great trouble, and or suffering. Before the woman have the baby, she goes through great pain and great suffering. Because the woman is about to...
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits.
Back to the music.